Okay, good evening, everybody. So today, Be'ezras Hashem, we are going to finish up Simin Reish Samach Hei. We were in the middle of Si'if Gimel, so we have to finish up Si'if the Ramah and Si'if Gimel and all of Si'if Dalid. So remember, Simin Reish Samach Hei is about putting things under an air, putting a kli underneath an air. So the Ramah writes, V'asu liga b'ner dole k'shu talui. If there is a candle that is hanging, you're not allowed to touch the candle that is hanging. Afal pi sheinu metaltalo, even though you are not moving it. Ve'in bo mishu mukta b'negia b'alma. And it's not a violation of muksa simply by touching it. But still it's going to be asur because it might shake a little bit when you touch it, and therefore it might come to extinguish or cause havara or kibui of the ner when the oil gets adjusted inside of the ner. So when you touch it, even though touching is not a violation of muksa, only moving is a violation of muksa, but when you touch it, since it might shake, the shaking itself might violate mechabe or mavir. So let's see the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Yud Pen Yisnadnei Mashum Mizad Debloch Shashatia Hataya Ein Lachush Mishum Isra Tiltul Muksal Idei Nidnud. It sounds like if the concern were not about the oil moving around inside, the fact that you touched it and then it shook, that itself is not a violation of muksa. But luchora, it should be a violation of muksa because anytime you move a muksa item, that is a violation of muksa. It must be that there is a dvar heter that is placed on it, and you wanted to take that dvar heter off, and therefore it's considered tiltul min atzad, and therefore it's not considered a violation of tiltul muksa kamo shekasav simin shin yod alef sivches. Aval ligabo mamish asur b'menorah tluya. But if you have a hanging candle where just by touching it it's going to shake, that's going to be asur afilu ein aner delekas betocha. Even if there's no ner that is lit inside of it, because the whole thing is mukta viyate. So the concern over here, though, since we managed to successfully avoid the mukta problem, because it was tiltul min atzad, but the fact that the ner is shaking while it's lit, that's going to cause a problem because the oil inside is going to adjust in one direction or the other. Hashem el apsila, the oil is going to go toward the wick v'yizchayv mishum mavir, which would mean that it makes the flame stronger and it's mavir. Okshar yirachakeyu yizchayv mishum mechabe, or the oil may go away from the wick, in which case it's a violation mechabe. And we said when it comes to a wax candle, we don't have that same concern. So that is the Ramah and Sif Gimel. Now, Si'if Dalud, the last Si'if in this Simen. Nosim Kli Tachas HaNer L'Kabel Nitzotzos. If you're putting a Kli under the Ner, not to catch oil that's dripping, but to catch sparks that may come out of the Ner, and you don't want it to catch on fire, so you put a Kli underneath to catch it. You put an aluminum pan or something underneath the Ner so that the spark will land in the pan and then it will disappear. That's okay. You're not allowed to be Mvato Kli Me'echano. You're not allowed to put a Kli somewhere where it's going to catch something Muktzah and it's going to be Mvato Kli Me'echano, which is similar to to bona because you're attaching it into the ground. No, or it's to soser because the kli becomes not functional for you anymore. No, this is not a problem. Because the sparks don't have any substance to them. So there's no actual muksa item that's landing in that aluminum pan. It's just a spark that disappears in a second. But you cannot do is fill that pan with water before you put it under the candle where the sparks are going to fall in. Because that causes the nitzotzos to the sparks that come out to be extinguished. So by putting the water in the pan, you're causing the extinguishing of those nitzotzos, and that's a problem. So it's not a muktza problem. It's not a problem of mevatel kli meichano. It's a problem of mechabe. Umikol makom mutzul liten mayim ba'ashasha shemadlikim ba'arav Shabbos kevin shenim eskavim l'kiboy lagbi ha'shemen. I think what he means over here is that if you have a kli that holds oil, so if you put water and oil in the kli, so the water will go to the bottom, right? Is that how it works? And the oil will rise on top. So the purpose of the water is just to hold the oil higher. So that's not a violation of causing a kibui because your kavana is not to be mechabe quickly, more quickly. the kavana is just to raise the oil. Says the Rama, v'yesh omrim afilu miskavin l'kibui shari, that even if your kavana is that it should become extinguished, it's mutter. Me'ach shein amayim be'en el'tach sashemen, because the water as is right now hidden underneath the oil, as opposed to the case before where you put water in a pan where the water was out there. So that was the problem. So when it's under oil and the oil needs to be burned through before that kiboy with the water happens, lo aviel a gram kiboy. That's only a gram kiboy v'chein noagin, and that's our minug, that's not a problem to put water in the kli that's holding the oil. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat in Yudbeis, nosen kli afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you could take the aluminum pan and put it under where the sparks are going to land. It's a spark that's coming out of the ner. You don't want something to light on fire, the tablecloth underneath it to light on fire, so you put the aluminum pan there. So we said that the reason that that's not bitul klimei achanu is because the sparks don't have any mamash, they don't have any substance to them. Benitzotzos shemiyadim kavin, they extinguish immediately. And therefore the kli is still mutter betiltel even after the sparks fall inside of it. And that's not called bitul kli meichanu even for just a brief period of time. However, if ashes are created from those sparks, that's nola. That's something that's newly created on Shabbos, and that's a category of muktza. Sivkatan tazvav afilu mibod yom. We said that you're not even allowed to put water in the pan before Shabbos starts if the purpose of that water is to extinguish whatever sparks will land in that pan. Even though normally you're allowed to get a malacha started on Friday that will finish on Shabbos, like we've already explained, and we don't make a gzeira that you better not start a malacha on Friday that will go into Shabbos. Right? You plant something in the ground on Friday, the malacha will continue to happen, it will continue to take root on Shabbos. That's not a problem. You're allowed to start something on Friday and it's going to take root into Shabbos, it's going to happen over Shabbos, and we're not gozer that you might come to do it on Shabbos. Shiny hasam, but that's different. Because everyone knows that that's a malacha, and therefore you're not going to come to do that on Shabbos. Meaning, when it comes to right, but over here we have to be choshesh that people might think that that there's no iser whatsoever in doing this. People won't realize that it's a malacha at all to put water underneath a candle, because I'm not pouring the water on the candle, I'm putting the water underneath that if a spark flies that it will be extinguished. So a person will think there's no problem with doing that even on Shabbos. So because of its kalus, that's where its chumrah comes from. Meaning because it's less severe, it's less direct of a malacha, and therefore people might think it's mutter to do it on Shabbos, that's why I need to be machmir that you can't do it on Erev Shabbos. We're afraid you might pick up the kli with the water right by the nitzotos and you'll be mechaba them, and therefore you're not even allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos. Because you're causing the extinguishing to happen more quickly. If there's a sakana of a fire, then you're allowed to put a kli even with water in it to catch the spark so that you don't start a big fire. If you see, let's say, a wax candle that's starting to bend over and it looks like the candle's about to fall on the fire, or the wick sometimes is bending over and might fall on the fire, Rashi lahamid tachtav kli malei mayim. You could put a kli with water underneath it, according to this iser v'heter. Vayin prima gadim shem fakvik v'kardino shel iser v'heter. Prima gadim disagrees with the iser v'heter. V'nir di yeshalakum makamat chak al yidei katan. He says best etza is have a child do it. B'makamat chak you could at least rely on the iser v'heter al yidei katan by having a kid do it. Siv katan yud zayin she'enu miskavin. So we said that that to put water in the actual kli where the oil also is, that's okay because you're not being miskavin to extinguish the fire. Valkein lo gazrin she'asakein b'Shabbos, and therefore we don't have to be gozer that you might do that on Shabbos. The yeshomrim, then we saw that the Rama had a yeshomrim that even if you do intend to extinguish the fire in such a way, the mayim is not be'en and therefore it's okay. V'litein berav Shabbos mayim l'toch hakana shomid bo ner shava ochelav k'deshi yichbe k'sheyavu adamayim. If let's say the the holder that's holding a wax candle, you put water at the base of that holder, right? So that when the wax burns all the way down, then it will burn in that water. So aser l'kuli alma, that's for sure aser. Because then you're obviously intending to extinguish it, and the fire is going to fall right into it. And the water is be'en. It's not like the water is hidden underneath any oil, because it's not. There's no oil floating on that water. It's just water that's surrounding the base of a candle. So v'heim tachas ha'esh. U'mikol makom b'mekom tzorach yesh la'atir b'zel lismach al posam tzulu davka shemayim b'kli acher aser. However, if there's a great need, then we could, or if there's a need, he says, he doesn't say tzorach gadol. If there's a need, then we could be makel on this to rely on those posam that hold that it's only going to be aser if the water's in another kli. Shemi yasakein b'shabbos, then you might come do it on Shabbos. Avol ba'osa ner atzmo lo shayach l'migzor she'yasakein b'shabbos. But if it's in the same ner, then we're not concerned you might come to do that on Shabbos again, because something that is more obviously usher to do on Shabbos, we're more likely to allow you to do on Erev Shabbos. Shakol yodin sha'asu liga b'ner hadolah, because everyone knows you're not allowed to touch a lit candle. Gam yizar liten amayim b'kana kodim shamad l'kaner. Also, you got to be careful to put the water there before you light the candle. Ulkuli alma mutu litchov haner b'erev Shabbos l'toch hacholu kayotze. Certainly, you're allowed to stick a candle into sand or dirt on Erev Shabbos. Bin yishak shiiga or l'sham yimne'eu milis rav Yosef v'yich b'meilav shagram kibuyhu. To the point where when once it gets down to the level of the sand or the soil, it will right away burn out. But that's not really kibuy, meaning it's not water that you put there. It's just you put it into dirt. So there's just nothing to burn the candle anymore. That's only gram kibuy, and that's going to be mutter. So what we learned today is, first we learned that you're not supposed to touch a lit candle, even if you could avoid violating muktza, because you're doing tiltul min atzad, because the adjusting of the oil may cause a kibuy or a havara. And then we said that you're allowed to put a kli under sparks that are falling out, because the sparks have no mamashos to them, but you're not allowed to put water in that kli, although the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Isser V'Heter that you could put water in that kli if you're afraid that there's going to be a fire. And then the Shulchan Aruch had said you could put water underneath oil in a kli on Erev Shabbos, because you're having no kavana to extinguish the fire at all. The kavana is just to elevate the oil, and the Ramah thought, even if you are having kavana to extinguish the fire, it's only a gram kiboy. But the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that putting water at the base of a wax candle is much worse than putting the water under the oil, because under the oil it's not be'en, it's hidden, whereas under a wax candle it's very evidently and obviously there the entire time. Okay, so Bezrem, tomorrow we'll begin some Reis Samuch Vav, which is what happens if you're traveling on Erev Shabbos and it stops being Erev Shabbos. So how does one handle that situation? Okay, have a good night.